Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 100. Today we are going to be getting into changing up your settings, thinking about exactly where you're going in the next year, because we are getting near the end of the year. So thinking about how you are going to put yourself into more positive situations. So changing your setting. When you talk about certain things, you go there. So one of the biggest things that I have found that is, if you talk about positivity, you grow that tree. If you talk about negativity, you grow that tree. So you have to understand that both of these is changing your setting, focusing on these is, you need to understand that in the situations, you need to feed positivity, eliminate negativity. Best way to do this, put yourself in settings that are that. So you want to grow the positivity, decrease negativity. Talking about things that happen for a long periods of time afterwards does no good if it's taking you back to situations that are not something to grow on. When they're a positive situation and you can grow on that and take that and move forward, that is awesome. But a lot of people worry about what they could have done a long time ago, and it's not, you can't change that today. So one of the biggest things that I have found is focusing and feeding that positivity tree. The positivity tree is, I like to think of those two things. The thing that you water will get bigger. So if you water the positivity tree, it's going to grow. The negativity, if you water that, it's going to grow. Thinking about these will make a huge difference in your life. And then as you do that, it'll actually make a huge, huge just mental difference and where your brain goes in certain situations. I have found that one of the best ways to do that is start your day by reading, getting something into your brain so you can focus and grow. And then the next thing that you can do is throughout your day, get into a routine, get workouts in, get regular, go for walks. Those are one of the best ways to recenter yourself. Surround yourself with positive people. Help yourself in situations by having pick-me-ups throughout the day. If you do this, this will make a huge difference in your life. As you start thinking about things and you start relating, you can then start seeing, this area I can grow, this area I can make some huge impacts by focusing on what I've done in the past, and then not worry so much about areas that in the past that you've went negative and worry about what you can't do. By doing that is, you can, yes, take and learn lessons from it, but not beat yourself up over it. Because a lot of the time people worry about things, and then as they do this, they don't get any better. And then they're more focused on things that happened a long time ago and then do not move forward. So, as I have been stating, one of the best ways to feed and grow in the positive area is surround yourself with people, situations where you're going to grow and have more chances to be successful. By doing this, it will make you have more wins in your day. By doing that, you will, by having more wins, stay more positive and actually be able to think about each situation, what you can learn from it and moving forward. Beating yourself up over old stuff does not do any good for anybody. So trying to avoid those situations. I have found that if you focus and do things in those areas, positive rather than negative, it's a long, long growth, but it will then start finally changing in your brain. I have noticed that one of my favorite ways to do that is recenter through the day. Remind yourself, try to detach things. So don't attach your positive things to anything negative. Try to remove those. Yes, learning, but we don't need to go negative with it. The biggest thing that people do is beat themselves up and do not allow themselves to grow. And one of the other things is, if you're close to situations and you aren't in open to growth and moving forward and maybe changing some things up, when you are constantly stuck in the same situation and not willing to grow and move on, that is another big way that we don't get forward and be growing and becoming a better person and actually be able to find more positive situations when we're so stuck on the old. Those are some of the best ways that I have found. Some of the easiest ways in breaking them down right now for you, three simple ways to do it is, keep your mind open. Look for areas where you feel those natural highs afterwards. So keep your mind open is number one. Then look for those natural highs you get after you're with people. If you feel positive, amazing, pairing these two together is one of the best ways. So look at the current situation that you are in. Look at those natural highs you get. And then when you're open to new situations, look at those as well. So pairing that one and two together, that is one of the best ways to grow and become amazing. Now the third, the final thing is, always be open to growth and don't be closed off to it. So if something kind of pushes you and makes you feel a little, okay, I need to change some of the things up in my life, always have that open thing, because if you do that, you can grow and become a better person. Growing off of wins, this will make you more positive, and it'll also make you feel better about yourself, because you will be achieving more, and at the end of the day, you will be having more wins and more successes, and this will make your life overall way more successful and positive. So in closing, be open to new situations, and then as always, you can always, like we were just saying, look for those growths, look for the natural high, and then take all of this and remember every positive thing that you can do in your life. Feed the positivity, try to eliminate negativity. When your brain's going negative, recenter, focus on the positivity, and just remember the easiest step, and step one for you today, is look for those situations that make you have that natural high, be open to things, and then keep growing off of your wins. So as always, set yourself up for success, have a great day, and we will chat again soon.